quoi faut-il qu'au milieu des batailles vienne mourir un injuste pouvoir et que le deuil des tristes funérailles des affranchis soit le premier devoir. N'oublions pas,
n'oublions pas ces choses.
Thank you. de Syracuse accuse une grande chaleur au cœur de notre île. De notre île de Sicile, vive ce fameux vin si fin. Salame, comme au cœur du buveur, c'est la liqueur, c'est la liqueur, liqueur merveille de la treille, des copeaux de Marsac,
il a raison, il a raison, et ça va.
We heard a selection of choral works in a chamber fashion composed by Hector Berlioz. They were performed by the choir of the National Orchestra of Lyon under the direction of Bernard Tétu, along with pianist Noël Lee and a chamber ensemble in the last work, Le Vin de Syracuse. Keeping things in the spirit of Joie de Vivre is our next work, a ballet created out of the great operettas and opera melodies composed by a later contemporary of Hector Berlioz, even if Berlioz looked down at his music, perhaps enviously, Jacques Offenbach. Well, the Italian, later French citizen, opera composer Gioachino Rossini, who knew a thing or three about opera, and more so than Berlioz, had a different opinion. He considered Offenbach to be the Mozart of the Champs-Élysées. I must say I agree with Rossini and not Berlioz. In 1938, the Russian choreographer and dancer Leonid Massin came up with a scenario that would use some of Offenbach's most famous tunes and titled this ballet Gaieté Parisienne. Performed in one act, the ballet does not have a conventional narrative. Instead, it depicts the amorous flirtations, convivial dancing, and high spirits of a diverse group of people who patronize a fashionable Paris café one evening during the period of the Second Empire of the 1850s and 60s. Though the orchestration of Offenbach's tunes went through many hands, the settled-upon orchestration was by the 20th-century French composer and conductor Manuel Rosenthal, and in collaboration with Offenbach's grandson, Jacques Brindjean Offenbach, giving the orchestration a family imprimatur of sorts. This is the orchestration still performed, and we're going to hear it now, interpreted by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by André Previn. Here's the ballet fashioned after the music of Jacques Offenbach, entitled Gaieté Parisienne.
Thank you. Thank you.